Hello, and welcome back to Jude Making Money. It's Jude here, and today we have another episode. So, good morning, or night, or evening. Darn that thing. I honestly don't know what page we're on, because, the cap fell off. Okay, I guess chapter 4. When you're a child or a teenager, you might be given an allowance, but once you grow up, you probably won't need to earn money by doing a job that somebody pays you for. Some jobs are more common. I teach science, I drive buses. And others are more unusual. I taste sandwiches in a sandwich factory. I train cats to behave properly for their owners. There's more than one way for teachers, bus drivers, sandwich testers, and cat trainers to set up their work lives. For example, cat trainer Callie is an employee at a cat training company. She is paid an agreed amount of money every month, known as a salary. She gets some time off each year, but has to work the same number of hours each week. She is guaranteed to be paid money as long as she works for her employer. Cat trainer Nico is self-employed or freelance. People, his clients, pay him to do one-off jobs caring for their cat. He earns different amounts every month depending on how much work he does. He is not guaranteed paid work. He has to find clients. He can register as a business and pay employees to work for him. He doesn't get paid time off, but he can decide how many days and hours he works. The job hunt. Most people may try to find a job that will pay enough money to live on, but it isn't the only thing people think about when they have to look for a job. I love to travel, so I became a flight attendant. I go to different parts of the world every week and get paid for it. I'm a freelance website designer. I trained as a programmer, so I have the right skills. And being freelance means I get to make time to pick up my kids from school. I'm a politician. I'm an ambassador and wanted a job where I could improve the way the country is run. As well as offering a monthly or weekly wage, many employees offer their employees other perks known as benefit packages. Sample benefit package. Paid time off, paid medical insurance, paid dental insurance, annual bonus for hitting certain work targets, opportunity to buy shares in the company, business with company matching contribution, bonus for long service after 10 years. If you're doing well in your job, you can ask your employee for a raise in your salary. This is known as negotiating. You'll find some tips on a different page. High pay, low pay. Some people are paid more than others, whether it seems fair or not. For example, professional soccer players are usually paid much more than gardeners. This is because salaries are partly influenced by how rare a person's skill is, the supply compared to how many employers want those skills, the demand. Here's how it happens. Like anybody with a job, gardeners and soccer pros are paid to provide skills that their employer needs. I can grow vegetables. I'm really, really good at soccer. But some skills are harder than others, so fewer people can do them. I can also grow vegetables. Me three. There's nobody else in this country who can play as well as I can. The number of players with top-class soccer skills is low, but there are lots of teams that want those skills, so teams compete for them. We'll pay you $50,000 per week. We'll pay $60,000. We'll double that. This causes the pay to rise. In contrast, the number of people who can grow vegetables is higher than the number of gardeners needed, so gardeners compete for employers. I charge $1,800 per month. Well, I charge $1,700. Pick me. This causes pay to drop. How low does it go? To protect workers, many governments made it illegal for employers to pay employees less than a particular amount. This is known as the minimum wage. The minimum wage tends to be smaller in countries where basics such as food and clothes cost very little. For example, in Israel, bread costs $2.17, so the minimum wage is $1,446 per month. In Albion, bread costs 64 cents. The minimum wage is $212 per month. Economics and politicians often agree on how effective a minimum wage really is at protecting citizens. On the one hand, thank goodness for minimum wage. I'd be living in poverty if my employers paid. On the other hand, in my city, a minimum wage was introduced. Lots of companies had to stop employing new people because they couldn't afford to keep hiring. Now I can't find a job. Many employers pay more than the minimum wage because they believe they'll attract better staff by paying more. But sometimes employees have to campaign to get better pay. Here are some ways that they might go about it. Join a union. Labor unions are groups of workers. They campaign for workers' rights and organize protests known as strikes to encourage employers to improve pay, working conditions, and overall fairness. Tell the media. For example, if a woman is paid less than a man for doing the same job, she might tell a newspaper. Public embarrassment can make the employers change their ways. Helping hand. There are many different ways you can borrow money from a bank or lending company. Each way is suited to be a different situation where people need money that they don't have yet. Borrowing small amounts. Christmas is coming and I need to buy presents, but I won't have the money until I get paid at the end of the month. If someone needs money to make a quick purchase before they can afford it, they might use a credit card. How it works. A credit card company or a bank pays for your purchase. Then you pay them back later, usually within 30 days. If you don't pay on time, the bank or company charges interest. The amount you owe goes up. Some banks will allow you to spend more money than you have in your account, known as having a line of credit, but this is nothing more than a loan. You still have to pay it back. If you spend more than you have in your account, you are said to be overdrawn, which can often be very expensive payback. Okay, thank you everyone for